What is encephalitis?
Encephalitis is an inflammation of the brain. When the brain becomes inflamed, swollen, and irritated, normal blood flow to the brain is altered, leading to symptoms such as confusion, fever, and severe headache. Encephalitis is rare, but it can be deadly. If you think you have symptoms of encephalitis, see a doctor right away. Most people recover if they are treated promptly, but the illness can sometimes cause long-term problems, such as trouble with speech or memory.
What causes encephalitis?
Infection with a virus is the main cause of encephalitis. The herpes simplex virus is a common cause in the United States. This is the same virus that causes cold sores and genital herpes. The viruses that cause mumps, measles, chickenpox, mono, influenza, and German measles also can cause encephalitis. But these viruses only rarely infect the brain and cause encephalitis. Another group of viruses, called arboviruses, can spread encephalitis through bites from mosquitoes and ticks. West Nile virus is one of these viruses. But most people who are bitten by infected mosquitoes or ticks do not have any symptoms. And only a very small number of people who have symptoms get encephalitis.
What are the symptoms?
Symptoms of encephalitis can be mild or very serious. Symptoms can include confusion, a fever, a headache, which can be very painful, and a stiff neck and back. Symptoms may also include light hurting your eyes, nausea and vomiting, lack of energy, and drowsiness. More serious symptoms include seizures, tremors, personality changes, memory loss, and hallucinations, which means seeing or hearing things that aren't there. Call your doctor right away if you or your child has any of these symptoms. Early on, symptoms of encephalitis may be like those of meningitis. This is a serious viral or bacterial illness that causes swelling of the tissues around the brain and spinal cord. In general, symptoms that come on suddenly and are very bad from the start point to encephalitis that can be deadly.
How is encephalitis diagnosed?
Doctors usually diagnose encephalitis by testing the fluid in the spine for increases in white blood cells and protein. A sample of spinal fluid is taken during a lumbar puncture, which is also known as a spinal tap. In this test, the doctor puts a needle in your lower back between the bones of the spine. An MRI, which takes pictures of the structures inside the body, may show bleeding, swelling, or other changes in the brain. Another test, called an EEG, can measure the electrical signals in the brain. It may show a change related to the illness. You also may have blood tests to find out what type of virus is causing encephalitis. In some cases, a sample of brain tissue might be tested to look for infection. This procedure is called a biopsy.
How is it treated?
If you have encephalitis, you will need to be treated in a hospital. Your treatment will depend on your symptoms and the cause of your illness. For example, if the herpes simplex virus or chickenpox virus is the cause, you will get medicine called acyclovir. This medicine can stop viruses, but it works best if you get it right away. There is no antiviral medicine to treat encephalitis caused by viruses spread by mosquitoes or ticks. Instead, you would get care to ease your symptoms and allow your body to heal on its own. This is called supportive care. You may take medicines to reduce pain and fever or to stop seizures. In some cases, you may need a machine called a ventilator to help you breathe. The doctor may think your symptoms are caused by bacteria rather than by a virus. If so, he or she may prescribe antibiotics right away.